The special legislative session got underway this afternoon with a streamlined agenda. Lawmakers are considering three subjects: an in-state gas line from the North Slope to South Central, a bill strengthening the state's sex crimes law, and a bill rewriting the state's oil tax regime. Joining us from Juneau is APRN's Dave Donaldson. Hi, Dave.
Hello there.
Let's talk about what's in play here. The sex trafficking bill was expected to pass quickly. Is there a problem?
No, none at all. The Senate just didn't get around to it. That big blast of dozens of bills, and somehow this one got stuck down at the bottom. It's fine. They came up on the floor today. They made an amendment to it. What the problem, and the only real problem, is nothing to do with the bill whatsoever. The Senate doesn't have enough votes, people physically present, to vote on the bill. Once that comes into play, it'll be on the schedule again tomorrow. They'll vote it over to the House. The House will agree to this real simple little amendment. What the amendment does is it makes it so that not only is interstate sex trafficking illegal, this is the one little amendment that actually makes it illegal to bring somebody from one city to another in Alaska, any movement whatsoever. After all the talk that's been done on this thing, I was just totally shocked that that was not in there, but it wasn't. So this will take care of that. House will go for it easily, and this will be done by the end of the day tomorrow, probably.
Dave, the in-state gas line has been tied up in the House and Senate for two sessions. Will that be that easy to work on?
It's not going to be as quick as the sex crimes bill. It took it 14 months just to get through the House, and the Senate's had one hearing on it so far. They're going into it again tomorrow morning with another hearing. There'll be no problem with getting it heard, but there's an awful lot of controversy here.
The governor did introduce a new oil tax bill, though. What's the change from his previous bill?
It's including some of the things that the Senate had put in its bill. He's selling it as a combination bill. House and Senate have passed various different versions of the thing. For example, it gives a major discount for developing new oil fields, and is another discount, totally separate way of calculating it, for producers who want to enlarge the existing fields. There are limits on the progressivity or the increasing tax rate as oil prices go up. I have not seen anybody who has actually got a economist or a fiscal analysis of this thing. And it's just simply too early for anybody to make any statements whatsoever on it. They want to see what it actually means. This will come out for a first hearing on Friday, but I don't have any idea as to how it's going to be received, because we got to have those numbers first.
Today was the first day of the special session, so where do we go from here?
I'm getting a feeling it's going to be for a while. The House Resources Committee alone has scheduled about 10 days worth of hearings on this oil tax bill. That in itself is just going to take an awful lot of time. And they haven't guaranteed that they will finish after 10 days. It's just that that's what they've scheduled so far. Consider that there are at least four committees that are going to deal with it. And I think that the trend has been on these oil tax things to repeat the same stuff over and over again until everybody seems to have had their say. And it's going to take them a long time to get through with this thing.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks for the first day update.
Okay.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.